don't know if you come from similar places or even different places, but I saw this, when I looked over here, I saw the two spies, Joshua and Caleb.
Wow.
And I felt like, you know, they were looking for the promised land. They were looking for where the anointing was. They were looking for where the promise of God was going to be. And I felt like you guys have that spirit of Joshua and Caleb to spy out the land, to see what the Spirit of God is doing and to know what He's doing. And that you guys, you too, have the anointing to bring the good report. You're not those negative people that go back saying, oh man, there's so many problems. Or blah, blah, blah. You're going to go back and say, hey, there's a land flowing with milk and honey. And God is going to use you as ambassadors for the kingdom of God in this region. God is going to use you to bring people. And when I said red and yellow, black and white, I saw even in this facility, smaller teams and gatherings of black people coming under the revelation, the prophetic spirit in this place. And I feel like there's going to be gatherings or roundtables or strategy things here that you are going to be part of, being an ambassadorial call to give the good report. And so, Lord, we want to bless these sisters that love you, that know you, God, that know when your spirit's moving. And because you, sister, there is a long obedience in the same direction in you, man. You, those that know their God, will be strong and do exploits. And the Lord just spoke to me. He said, she knows me. She knows me. She knows me. And I moved at the sound of her voice. And I saw you in prayer, but not just like superficial prayer. I saw you in deep places in the spirit of prayer. And I saw you as one who, when you look at a storm, you know what I mean? When things are even in trouble all around, you can see Jesus in the middle of the storm. You can fix your eyes on Him and you can actually move the boat. You can move everybody else in the boat. You can move it to align with the purposes of God. And I saw you as one that brings alignment in the spirit, no matter what the season and no matter what's going on, because you can go deeper, deep, deep, deep places in the spirit. Lord, we want to bless the groan. Lord, we want to bless the things too deep to utter. Lord, we want to bless the prophetic intercession. And Lord, the fact that you listen to her, you respond to the sound of her voice, in Jesus' name, amen. The effectual, fervent prayer.
The Lord's healing you, my sister. Something being healed inside. Just put your hand on your stomach. There's a healing going on. Your digestive system will never be sucked. Right now, the Holy Ghost is on your digestive system. Something's being replaced in your body. Something's being replaced in your body. There's a healing in your digestive system tonight. You're never going to be the same after this very moment. Electricity of God's replacing something. Something's being blocked as being opened in Jesus' name. Feel a fire go right in your belly right now. Right there, fire's on.
Yeah, that's good.